I'm Reese Tisdale, president of Bluefield Research, and I'm here to tell you about our new podcast, The Future of Water. We're going to be breaking down the biggest and even smallest events that signal change and opportunity across the water landscape. This is our chance to call out, question, and in some cases ponder what could be making waves in water, puns and everything. Whether it's municipal or industrial, vendor or utility, local, state, or even globally focused, there's no shortage of topics in which water is impacting the world, business, and our daily lives. So how are we going to do this? Well, we plan to engage Bluefield's team of water experts, maybe even a guest or two.
Increasingly, customers are actually connected digitally to their water utilities. They may have a smart meter that's transmitting consumption data on, you know, every 15 minutes or on an hourly basis, as opposed to just getting a bill once a month in the mail and kind of that being the extent of their contact with their utility.
When you're thinking about this from the customer perspective, and on the digital side, I mean, customers are getting used to having data available at their fingertips all the time.
Newark is the latest large city where they've had to go on an emergency water supply, distributing bottled water, and they're grappling with about 18,000 lead service lines that need to be replaced because the way that they've been managing hydrochemistry and the non-corroding chemicals that they've been putting into the treatment plant have not been working.
Look out for us on iTunes and all the other podcast platforms going forward. You're the audience. If any topics or themes are making you stop and think, you can always let us know on Twitter, where we can be found at Bluefield Water. You can always just go to our website at bluefieldresearch.com.